Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/acast. That's burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Engage intro voice.
Murthers. It's been a while. How have you guys and gals and babies been? Did you miss us? We sure missed you. But we're back, baby. And what better way to begin the newest season of Mirths and Monsters with a subject we all agree is the coolest of all. Dinosaurs. Grr. Welcome to Jurassic Mirths, so called because the jokes are older than the host, but only just. Keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle at all times, but feel free to throw your head around. On with the pod.
Duty Mutter. Duty Mutter.
What's going on?
Are you sleeping, Puny Mutter?
Yeah, I think so.
Oops. I thought I should wake you, Puny Mutter. You've been asleep for 3 weeks.
What?
Not really. Just a few hours, but I'm hungry.
Oh, come on, wee one. You know how to work the oven.
Can't use the oven, that hairy beast.
You mean Finn?
Yes. His kiln is broke, so he's using the oven to fire his pots.
That sentence really should be weirder to my log holes. Anyway, okay, give me a wee tick and I'll feed you. As for you, dear listeners, time for a time swipe. Well, hello, my friends. I'm CK, host of Mirths and Monsters, and it's good to be able to be back in your ear holes again. It's been a fair bit of time since we last spoke. Myself and the Furry Crew have been on a lot of adventures, and you'll hear all about them in good time, and I cannot wait to share them with you. They range from underground adventures, overground adventures, and for those of you who know, some wombling free adventures as well. All will be explained in due course. Fret not, my amazing Mirthers. Myself and the furry crew are pretty exhausted just now, and a little bit jet-lagged. Or should that be spaceship-lagged from an out-of-this-world adventure? And if that isn't a clue to an upcoming tale, then I don't know what to tell you. That's not for today, though. Today, we bring you dinosaurs. Grr. Dinosaurs, as we all know, are cool. There is a famous line at the start of Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen that states, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that a single man in possession of a good fortune must be in want of a wife." That wasn't the original line. No, 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 no. Jane was a fan of dinosaurs as well. The original line was actually, "It is a truth universally acknowledged that dinosaurs are well cool." Sadly, Jane had to change it, as it affected the flow of the book's plot when a velociraptor ate Mr. Darcy. She did use it in her lesser-known work, Dinos and Dinner Parties. We're going to need a bigger buffet. Some of that may or may not be true. I'll let you decide. But now, me little smashers, let's really get stuck into the joy that is dinosaurs. Grr. You know what to do. Grab those learning hats. I'm now going to say something that will surprise you all. Not only do I know where my learning hat is, I have it right here in my inner pocket. Mm-hmm. Right here. Uh-huh. Yep. Right here. This pocket is deeper than I remember. Ah, here it is.
Peek-a-boo, puny mortal!
Ray!
Here's your hat, puny mortal.
Thank you, Ray. You're such a scamp. Okay, Mirthers and Ray, time to get those hats on. So, dinosaurs. Grr. Before I begin the learning section today, let me say that there is, obviously, millions and millions of years of history that the dinosaurs are part of, and what I'll be talking about just scrapes the surface of a much larger field, a field that I believe a lot of you may be interested in investigating. So what I'll talk about will be a lot of the basics, the when, the where, the how, and yes, most importantly, the actual size of a T-Rex's arms. Then in the next part, you better believe we'll be taking a journey back in time to have a gander at some real ones. For just now, though, let's go back. Way back to around 252 million years ago. Which is a hefty stretch of time. So the next time you think your bus is taking a bit too long, remember the dinosaurs. 252 million years to 66 million years ago is the time period we're going to be discussing, and this was known as the Mesozoic era. And this era itself is made up of three different periods: the Triassic, the Jurassic, I think we all know that one, and the Cretaceous. How did things look way back when? Answer to that is very different to our current world. The main reason being is that there was just one giant continent instead of the seven that we have now. And this covered one third of the entire globe, one big lump of land. And this ginormous landmass was called Pangaea, which I must admit, sounds delicious. Lovely bowl of Pangaea. Yes, please. Back to the learning, away from the stomach. As there was only one landmass, at a temperature that was hot and dry, with a lot of deserts, and there were no ice caps back then either, this meant that food-wise, there wasn't exactly a smorgasbord of stuff to eat. a lot of similar vegetation, and this also meant that dinosaurs were very similar as well. But this was when reptiles known as dinosaurs started to evolve. This is a good point to share with you, one of the myths that some people think. The myth being that all dinosaurs were around all at the same time. This wasn't the case. Let me use this example for you. The Stegosaurus, which just so happens to be my favourite dinosaur, existed in the Jurassic period and had already been extinct for approximately 80 million years before the appearance of the T-Rex in the Cretaceous period. And listen to this mind-blowing little nugget. The time separating Stegosaurus and Tyrannosaurus is longer than the time separating Tyrannosaurus and us. Isn't that amazing? Additional fact. This is where I'm going to tell you how long the T-Rex's arms actually were. They were 3 feet long, which sounds kinda long, but if a 6 foot tall human had the same ratio of arms to height as the T-Rex, then that 6 foot human would have arms that were 5 inches long. Back to Pangaea. What happened to change this landscape? Big old earthquakes and volcanic eruptions are what happened. But let me quickly interject here. Some of the things that I mentioned, such as earthquakes, volcanoes, this was a very different time to the time we are in now. We still get earthquakes, volcanic eruptions, etc. But before, in the way back, the world was a very different place and was still settling in on its way to becoming where we live now. Much like a dog goes in a few circles before it settles into its bed. Let's continue though. The outcome of all this disruption is that Pangaea split into two, creating southern and northern hemispheres, Laurasia in the north and Gondwana in the south. There were still connections, land bridges, between the two separate areas. Fossils have shown this to be the case. And we also got what we now call the North Atlantic Ocean. We're now heading into the crossover between the Triassic and Jurassic periods. So, with the split of the one big landmass, the other things that helped to change the variety and look was that temperatures dropped slightly, there was more rain, and this created a more lush, verdant landscape of green vegetation of forests. This also led to more variety of dinos. And, oh boy, this is where the big ones came into play. The plentiful plant supply allowed the huge, plant-eating sauropods such as Diplodocus and Brachiosaurus to evolve. These are some of the largest animals to have ever walked the earth. And by the time the credits rolled on the Jurassic period, it was these dinosaurs who were very much dominating the land. After the Jurassic period, we move on to Jurassic Period 2, The Lost Islet. Oh no, wait, that's films, CK. This is where we kick into the Cretaceous period. This is where, geographically speaking, the world as we know happened. Over a long period of time, of course, but the continents settled, which led to a more diverse range of dinosaurs, weather conditions, vegetation and landscape in general. It was during this time that we also got the first snakes and bees. Yeah, bees. They've been around for ages. And of course, the bees helped spread flowers as well. There was more evolution going on, so we now had ground dwellers, tree climbers, more predators. It's all kicking off. Now, I'm aware that this is a lot of information to take in, but what I wanted to do was set the scene for what will be coming up in the next episode. The next part of our learning will be the practical, when we go back in time to take a look at these beautiful creatures in their prime. Luckily, I have made a quick pit stop back to Dino Time and made friends with a dinosaur who is willing to keep me safe and translate for me. So, my lovely Mirthers, please join me next time when myself, the furry crew and our guide, Samisaurus, take a look round the real Jurassic Park. Till next time, my friends. Slantcha.
your good health.
It's finally here, Locally Grown, the podcast, with your two favorite hosts, me, Jordan Laird.
And me, Jordan Urban, a.k.a. Jerbs. We're here to bring you interviews and live performances from your favorite local and upcoming artists from Ohio.
We're giving artists a platform to share their experiences in the music industry, tell their stories, and also play some live tunes like you've never heard before. Our mission is to shed light on these artists because at the end of the day, great music sprouts from the underground, and Locally Grown is here to bring you some of the best music before you catch them on the big stages.
So whether you're a music junkie, an artist yourself seeking some inspiration, or just here for the high-quality commentary from the two of us, this is the podcast for you. Tune in every other week while we talk to people in and around the Cleveland area, as this is a must-stop on their road to fame, because we said so.
And make sure you follow and subscribe wherever you're hearing or watching us, and check out our website, locallygrown.com, that's LOCLEgrown.com, to see it all and stay connected.
Because great music sprouts from underground.
We already said that, Jerb.
Well, I wanted to reiterate it.
Okay, trailer's over, that's it. Listen to our podcast, it's Locally Grown. Jordan's out.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.